play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Quincy Blue Devils in town to take on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Game four of the Western Big Six Conference season for both teams. And we had the national anthem started, and then there was a technical issue, and it stopped right in the middle of it, and they're trying to get that taken care of. And I just have to laugh because, you know, in this weird season, because of how COVID has changed our world, and here we are opening the basketball season in February instead of winding it down, why not have a technical issue with the national anthem, too? it's so fitting, isn't it?
Another box to check.
It really is. Yep. All right, so I think we're just gonna forego it, and are we gonna have starting lineups?
My mic's gone too, Joe.
The referee Joe Thompson came over and said they could just have Steve sing. All right, so I guess we're not gonna have starting lineups either. I don't know if the whole PA system went out over there. So let's give it to you. For Quincy, Taryn Cartmill, a 5'10" junior; Brady Rupert, a 6'1" senior; Jack Rupert, a 6'3 senior; Ian Richardson, a 6'6 senior; and Jeremiah Talton, where it really all starts and ends for Quincy, a 6'5 junior. Silver Streaks go with the same starting five to open the game. The Egyptiaco brothers, Eric Price, Jeremiah Babers, and DeMarco Harden. A dribble drive in from the right side, a poke away from Jack Rupert, knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Silver Streaks.
And Alex has the task of trying to do whatever he can to contain Talton. He's got about he's given away about 5 inches, but he is a terrific defender.
Lob on the inbound, a catch, a shoot, and a score inside the lane to Ian Richardson. Streaks have been burned on some inbound plays along the baseline so far.
Just like that little lob where our defender loses track of the ball.
2-0 Quincy here in the early going. Dre Egyptiaco on the left side into the left corner, Alex. The sound you hear, the noise coming from across the court, is the Quincy bench. So this is a team coming out energized, looking for its first win of the year. And the players on the bench doing everything they can to lift the varsity. Here's a three by Dre from the left wing and a miss. Alex in the lane with the offensive rebound. The skip pass to the right side, and Jeremiah Babers stutter stepped and traveled with it.
Quincy running their defense very, very tight. Good movement in it. They're doing what we call keeping it together with on a string. Nobody's out of position. Nice defensive set there by Quincy.
2-0 Blue Devils here in the early going, just underway. Freshmen and sophomores split their game. Alex pokes the ball away from Talton, rolls over the top of him on the floor. And finally, Joe Thompson right in front of us calls a held ball, and that'll send it back Silver Streaks' direction. First turnover on Quincy.
And Alex did a great job there. Again, he's giving away 5 inches, 6 inches, but he's very, very quick, and his hands were great. Got in there and got a tie-up.
Babers into the front court. Silver Streaks coming off opening victories at home against Sterling and Moline in overtime and on the road at Geneseo last Saturday. Touch pass on the inside. Quincy read it well, deflected it away. Here come the Blue Devils into the front court. The hesitation dribble drive down the right side and a foul called. Cartmill took it right at Eric Price, and that'll be a blocking foul called on Eric, who draws that defensive assignment in the early going. First foul of the game on the Streaks.
And again, they identified that opening there, and he tried to take advantage of it. Here we're looking for that lob again, not there.
Cartmill quick, handles the ball well. Here's a curl around from the corner, the skip into the left side, missed three-pointer from the wing, rebound on the run by Dre Egyptiaco into the front court, now pulls it up. Quincy gets back defensively. 2-0, Blue Devils here in the early going. Price in the left corner, swinging around back up top.
Streaks trying to solve this Quincy zone here in the first quarter. Babers will shoot over it up top. Missed it. Rebound. Harden tips it to himself. Kicks it out to Alex. Streaks with another crack at it. Dre up top. Reverses back to DeMarco. Right wing three is off the mark. Got knocked down. No foul called. Cartmill the rebound. Outlet pass. Layup at the other end by Ian Richardson. And it's 4-0 Quincy. And now the Streaks get burned in transition.
Yeah, in that particular time, we did not get back in transition to defend the basket first and got beat over the top there. Quincy off to that start that they wanted to get off to.
5:44 to go in the opening quarter. Forces a Silver Streak timeout, and we'll take a timeout as well. 4-0 Blue Devils early. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Good start for the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks find an opening in the zone. Price misses from about 12 feet out. Richardson hauls down the rebound, leads the break into the front court. Here's Talton with it on the left side. He'll pull it back up top into the hands of Cartmill. Terran Cartmill, 5'10 junior, is a relation to the Quincy Hall of Famer Kyle Cartmill. And now Price, guarding him on the far side, gets called for a blocking foul, his second. And Coach Ryan Hart not going to the bench just yet with 5:17 to go in the opening quarter.
And those were things we can't afford. Eric's got to stay on the floor there, and that's that unforced foul I talked about.
Now he backs off defensively a little bit. Pass goes up top instead. Now Eric reaches in, steals it away from Richardson. Took a chance, got the run out at the other end.
Nice play there. Very alert with his hands. The ball's exposed. Stole it and went coast to coast.
Out there up top, went for the reach. Took a chance of picking up his third foul. Now Dre almost steals one, but Brady Rupert gets it. Kicks it into the right corner. Cartmill misses a three, and it goes up, hits the support hanging down from the rafters at the field house, and that's back to the Silver Streaks.
Good timeout by Coach Hart there. Just try to settle things down, you know, reset button a little bit, review what we need to do here in terms of both on the offensive and defensive end.
Well, they immediately, after the timeout, found that opening in the zone on the inside that Coach Hart talked about in the pregame. So let's see if that reset and refocus helps find that opening again. Here's Dre trying to curl around up top and a reach-in called on Cartmill. That's the first foul against Quincy Blue Devils.
And in that zone offense, you know, every zone defense is going to give away something. And Quincy runs theirs very well, but that middle is open as they extend to the wings.
Harden on the inbound baseline, tipped out of bounds on the far side. No. Jeremiah Babers pulled his hand away as if Quincy deflected it, but the officials immediately signaled it's going the other direction. Third turnover on the Streaks. Down at Quincy, Silver Streaks girls leading the Blue Devils at halftime, 34-23. That game on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And you can also find it streaming online. Cartmill into the front court. Here's Talton. Streaks did a nice job defending him early on, denying him the ball a number of times. Here's a lob to the inside. Richardson with a kick out. Cartmill drives in from the right side, finishes off the layup.
Get a little high post dump off to a wing, cutting to the basket there. Nice execution.
6-2, Quincy by 4. Cohen Derry into the game, replacing. Here's a bad pass. Alex cut off on the baseline, throws it back to the middle, and Quincy intercepts. 4 Galesburg turnovers. Finish the thought, Derry in for Eric Price, who's on the bench now with 2 fouls. Under 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Talton on the right side, puts the ball on the floor, pulls up, shoots a three. A little bit off the rim, long rebound, chased down, but then Richardson, after he got a hand on it, stepped on the baseline back to the Silver Streaks.
And Streaks, except for that one possession where we did get the ball in the middle, still struggling a little bit on finding a rhythm and some confidence in the half-court offense.
Now an official's timeout, so this is the COVID timeout with 3:36. Again, timeout taken in each quarter under the five-minute mark for the purposes of basically a water break and players playing with their masks on, just a chance to catch their breath. Quincy 0-3, as we mentioned. They lost to Geneseo 58-47.
That was a home game. Went to Rock Island, lost by 26, 69-43, and then also lost at home to Moline last weekend, 69-51. That was Sean Taylor's 100th Western Big Six Conference coaching victory, and he did it at the school where he came into the conference. So I'm sure there was probably a little bit of extra satisfaction for Coach Taylor, and congratulations to him on that 100th conference coaching victory last week.
Absolutely, Brad. You know, he's been, in my mind, he's one of the best coaches that I've seen in my career. And you know, honestly, he got a raw deal down there in Quincy. He did a terrific job there. And the good coach and the good guy is, he came out just fine. And he's done, again, another wonderful job up in Moline. So I guess it's just apropos that he gets that win down there.
Two of the top four winningest coaches in Western Big Six Conference history are still active, with Sean Taylor fourth on that list. And Tom Siegel moved into second place on the Western Big Six Conference coaching victory list. Here's another turnover, another steal by Quincy. Streaks it back defensively, deny Brady Rupert on the low blocks. A kick out. Talton banks in a three from the wing. And
don't
they are
think
up
he,
9-2 now.
Don't think he meant to do that, but, you know, you take whatever you can. Better be lucky than good.
Five Illsburg turnovers have led to some Quincy baskets, and here's another one. This time a bad pass in the lane, mishandled. Quincy into the front court. Richardson pulls it back up top to Cartmill. Finds an opening in the lane. Cut off, bounces it, leaves it off for Talton, who lays it in with a foul. It's 11-2 and a chance to make it a 10-point Quincy lead on a three-point play.
And they've been able to get it into the high post. The high post dump off to a cutter two times here in the last three possessions, and another timeout here.
Another timeout, a full timeout by Ryan Hart now. 2:54 to go in the opening quarter, so two Galesburg timeouts, and the Streaks are down 9 with a free throw coming. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift. And if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Win $100 with the virtual WGIL button. Sign up now at WGIL.com to be in Monday's cash drawing from City Select Motors and WGIL.
Six turnovers in just over 5 minutes of play in the first quarter, and Galesburg trails Quincy 11-2. A foul by Alex Egyptiaco has put Jeremiah Talton at the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play to give Quincy a 10-point lead, but he missed it. And the rebound tipped into the hands of Alex. Let's see what the Streaks, they can get refocused and re-energized coming out of their second timeout used in the first 5 minutes of the game. Dribble drive by Cohen Derry, tries to get it off to Alex, who fumbled the ball out of bounds.
Seventh turnover.
Just flat out frustrated right now. The look on Alex's face, just beside himself that he didn't handle that pass. Cartmill into the front court, guarded by DeMarco Harden. Eric Price on the bench with two fouls for Galesburg. Cartmill around a screen up top. Cohen Derry comes out high. Now Dre picks him. Dre at the other end with a layup. Got fouled from behind. A little bit of a push. Knocked him underneath the basket so he couldn't finish off the shot. That'll give Dre two free throws. This will be Dre's first two free throws since he was 1-for-7 at the line last Friday night against Moline. And let's see if he's got his confidence back here and can knock these down, get the Streaks back on the scoreboard.
And that's the kind of play you need when you're scuffling around, something aggressive.
And it's in and out.
And the right kind of guy to do it here. Just needs to reestablish some confidence. It's like he's wishing a little bit. His mechanics are good.
Dre 2-for-10 from the free throw line this season now. Galesburg down 11-2. Second one up. Rattles in and out. Ian Richardson with the rebound. Now the Streaks with a steal. Derry cut off in the lane. Kicks it out to Dre. Step back three. In and out again. Derry with a rebound. Put back good.
And again, Colin has come in the game and given us valuable minutes and made plays. There he was. He made that play there and allowed us to get the basket.
After the Galesburg Silver Streaks got a turnover in the backcourt on the steal. Three Quincy turnovers. Galesburg up 7. The dribble drive by Cartmill got caught up defensively and traveled with it. Streaks trying to pick things up here now.
And again, here we're a little bit tentative on the offense. And again, I'd like to see us with some pass fakes. Our pass fakes have not been evident at all here, and that's Quincy's reading that.
Gray up top gets it over to brother Alex. Drives into the free throw line. The kickoff, the drive baseline to Cohen. Reverse layup missed. He wanted a foul. Brady Rupert with a rebound. Cohen maybe got shoved a little bit underneath that basket. Officials let it go, and it's 11-4. Quincy's still up top by 7. On the right wing, Rupert shoots from the elbow, in and out. Rebound, Alex, who's got 3 boards early for the Silver Streaks. Gillsburg trying to get out with it quickly. DeMarco with a step left, passes it off to Babers. He'll dribble to the top of the arc and back it up to the volleyball line. Approaching the 110 mark of the first quarter, Gillsburg down 7. Up top to Marco. Right side, Alex dribbles into the lane. Pull up inside the free throw line. Missed it off the iron. And the rebound, Richardson tips it to himself. He's got 3 rebounds early for Quincy.
Good look there. We just couldn't convert.
11-4 Blue Devils with the ball. Clark Mill hands off. Now the Quincy looking to swing it around to the left side and a push from behind. Alex on Jeremiah Talton. And that's 2 on Egypciaco now. 2 on Eric Price. 4 team fouls on the Silver Streaks.
And again, that one came, 30 feet from the basket. That's a tough foul to commit.
Into the game for Quincy, Dre Humphrey, 5'11 senior. And I think, let's see who went to the bench. Might be Rupert, Brady Rupert. Pass into the lane, intended for Richardson. Derry got a hand on it, but Quincy got to it first. And it's Brady Rupert who is still in the game. Ball gets to him inside the free throw line, and it's 13-4, Quincy by 9.
Trapped the inbounds pass, almost got the turnover, and they were able to get a break and get a basket out of it.
On the outside, Harden to the right side, Dre. Pull up 3 from the wing, hits. Freaks needed that in a big way. Dre's first basket of the game, it's 13-7, Gillsburg down 6. 15 seconds to go on the right side. Humphrey pulls up with it, pulls it back out. Inside the free throw line, Richardson bumped, gets it out to Humphrey. Eyeballs the clock with 7 seconds to go. Dribbling left, and a foul called on Dre coming out high for him. Hand check on the arm, according to official Steve Spivey, but there's a lot more contact than just on the arm. That'll be the 5 team fouls on the Silver Streaks. And Quincy will inbound in front of us here on the sideline across from the scoring table with 3 seconds to go. Carl Dortch in to defend Jeremiah Talton. They find to him, step back 3 from the corner, off the rim, rebound Derry, and that's how the first quarter ends. Gillsburg down 6, 13-7. You're listening to Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Gillsburg. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
I have them.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow as Illinois takes on Minnesota. Coverage begins at 1:30.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
One quarter gone at the Gillsburg High School Fieldhouse. Grant Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Thanks for being with us for Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball. Here on WGIL, Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, also handling duties for the Gillsburg girls game down at Quincy on 92.7 FM, the laser. They started a half hour ahead of us. Steve, I was about to comment, I didn't mind Quincy taking the 3-pointers. If they just stand there and shoot from outside all game long, and then as I'm adding up my stats, I've got them 5 for 5 inside the arc. They haven't missed a shot inside of 19 feet.
Yeah, when they've got the ball inside or to the high post and then attacked, they've converted every time. It seems like that we'd be down by 20 after watching this quarter and the way we played, just down by 6, that's a break for us.
13-7 is how we start the second quarter. Talton on the right side, guarded by Carl Dortch, who stays in the game. Dortch got a hand in, stripped it away. 5 turnovers on Quincy. Babers leads the break, the kick out. Dre passes up the 3, drives inside, contact and a foul, chance at a 3-point play, and now the Gillsburg bench making some noise.
Played through contact beautifully there. He does that as well as anybody. A big basket there, and get us some momentum here and some energy.
First foul of the game on Jeremiah Talton. Puts Dre back at the line where he was 0 for 2 in the first quarter. Knocks down that one, 3-point play, pulls the Streaks within 3 now at 13-10. See if they can put together a good second quarter here, get this lead by the half. Certainly a lot earlier than halftime is what Coach Ryan Hart wants. Little weave up top. Humphrey mishandled the dribble. Jeremiah couldn't get it away from him. Now to the left side, it goes to Jack Rupert. Down to the baseline, Brady Rupert. Up top, Humphrey slips again. This time, Jeremiah on the floor, scrambling for it. There's a scrum, and Quincy comes out with it. To the left side, Rupert drives in. Offensive foul with a charge drawn by Cohen Derry.
Great position there. He anticipated that. Rupert was coming hard to the basket. Cohen anticipated, got there first, and a big defensive play there. And right now, we got some momentum and want to take advantage of that.
Yeah, Silver Streaks energized coming out of that timeout. Ryan Hart had to burn two timeouts in the first quarter to try to get this team refocused. And now they're starting to crawl back into the game with Eric Price and Alex Egyptiaco on the bench with two fouls each. Harden drains a three, and we're tied at 13.
Great start to the period here. Got to get another stop here and maybe a turnover or a run out.
A 9-0 run by the Silver Streaks has the game tied at 13. Not quite a minute and a half into the second quarter. On the right side, up top it goes, cutting in, Rupert, Jack Rupert, and traveled with it. Quincy with three turnovers in the second quarter after just four in the entire first quarter, and the Streaks looking for their first lead of the game.
And Coach Douglas making some wholesale changes over there to see if he can spark a little bit of a change in momentum here.
Streaks trying to extend the 9-0 run. Babers, Harden, Derry, Dre Egyptiaco, and Dortch. Up top, Jeremiah. Back to Harden. Working against Humphrey. Hands off to Dre. Finds an opening in the lane. Good pass to Derry, who lays it in on the baseline. And Galesburg has its first lead of the game.
The last couple of possessions against the zone were finding the creases in that and being able to attack.
15-13, 6 minutes to go, and a foul. Oh, a clear out up top will go against Brady Rupert. Dre drew the charge foul. I thought he was going to get called for leaning in and drawing a defensive foul, but a sweep of the arm against Brady Rupert is his second foul and the fourth Quincy turnover of the quarter, eighth of the game. And Andy Douglas calls a timeout.
And a good timeout there to stem a little bit of the momentum.
Now, this is a team that's obviously struggling to find its way a little bit, too. As we talked about early on, 0-3 on the season. And you come on the road, you get a great start. Quincy up 9 a couple of different times in the first quarter. But how quickly the tide changes. Streaks force a couple turnovers. All of a sudden, they get their, kind of get their juices flowing, get some momentum going. And a team that's 0-3 can start to hang its head pretty quickly when things go this direction.
Their thought is, here we go again. So I think the timeout there is, again, as I say, oftentimes a reset. You know, we got off to a great lead here. This is why that occurred. Let's get back to those things, reinforce those couple of key points.
An 11-0 run has the Streaks up 2, 15-13, and the ball coming off that offensive foul against Quincy. Dre on the left wing dribbles it back up top to Harden. DeMarco works his way left. Back to Dre for the three. Way too long. Rebound on the weak side. Goes to Derry. Reverse with the layup. Derry off the bench with six. He's been huge for the Silver Streaks here early.
Absolutely huge here. He makes an impact.
Here's a steal in the backcourt by Jeremiah. Trying to get it away. Finds Harden. DeMarco steps inside the arc. Pulls it back out. Derry hands off to Babers and the Streaks will reset. Five turnovers on Quincy in the second quarter. Babers at the free throw line. Goes off the back iron and up over the top of the backboard back to the Blue Devils.
And again, we're doing a great job finding and penetrating those seams there, dumping off, getting good looks, rhythm and aggressiveness to our offense.
Streaks keep the full court pressure on with Babers guarding Ralph Wires in the backcourt, a freshman into the game. For Quincy, they have two on their varsity roster. Here's the kick out to Talton for three from the wing. Missed it, and Richardson chases down his fourth rebound for the Blue Devils. Now back to the freshman Wires on the right side. Quick inside pass, turnaround jumper by Richardson. Missed it. Rupert with the offensive rebound. In perfect position, puts it back up and in, and that ends the Galesburg run.
And that was their first shot of the period after almost 3 minutes gone.
17-15, Galesburg by two. Streaks had gone on a 13-0 run to erase a 9-point Quincy lead. 4:35 to go here in the first half. Silver Streaks by two. Looking for a 4-0 start on the season. Harden into the right corner. Babers stopped at the baseline. Shoots instead. Rebound on the weak side. Tipped away by Dortch. And Babers trying to save it out of bounds. And Quincy didn't give him any kind of opportunity to get it back in. So it'll go back to the Blue Devils. And I thought we were going to have an official timeout, but instead it's just a substitute. And there is the official timeout. Kylep Meadows has checked into the game for the Silver Streaks as well. So we'll take a break. 4:21 to go first half. Galesburg by two. Quincy's ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Enter to win $100 cash with the virtual WGIL button at WGIL.com. As we support local businesses, our featured button location today is City Select Motors in Galesburg.
Hi, Matt Hendricks, co-owner here at City Select Motors with John Warren. We've been the largest used car dealer in Knox County since 2004 with a full-service garage to service all your vehicle's needs. We just wanted to tell everyone thank you for shopping local, especially this last year. We appreciate you in the past, present, and the future, and look forward to great things. Thanks again from all of us here at City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Supporting local businesses and giving you a chance to win with the virtual WGIL button. Enter to win today at WGIL.com to be included in Monday's random drawing for $100 from City Select Motors in Galesburg and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Here in the first half, out of the official timeout, Quincy Ball trailing the Silver Streaks 17-15. Drea Gypsiaco just picked up his second foul. Jumper inside the lane, turn around, and a good look by Brady Rupert, who's got both of Quincy's baskets here in the second quarter to tie the game up at 17. So for the Silver Streaks, Dre and Alex Gypsiaco and Eric Price all on the bench with two fouls. Tie ball game at 17. DeMarco dribbles left, stops at the top of the arc, passes it away to Meadows with Babers, Derry, and Dortch on the floor for the Silver Streaks. First time we've seen this lineup with any kind of extensive playing time together. Right side, Harden for three. Won't go. Dortch out of nowhere with a rebound, and then he came down on the end line. It'll go back to Quincy. So where's the offense going to come from with Price and the Egyptiaco brothers out right now?
I think that we're going to continue to have to penetrate and find the open man with the highest percentage shot. And each one of those, all five of those players out there on the floor are capable of hitting that shot.
Quincy looking to regain the lead here with a tie ball game at 17. They've scored the last four after a 13-0 Galesburg run. Up top, Ian Richardson. Hands off to Wires on the right side. Crossover dribble, slips and falls. Six Quincy turnovers in the quarter, 10 for the half now. And a chance for Galesburg to regain the lead. Into the game, Jack Rupert back in for Sam Hilbing, who wasn't on the floor for very long for the Blue Devils.
As we were early in the ball game, Quincy's now that way on the offensive end, where they're tentative and a little bit hesitant and certainly lack a little confidence in terms of their offensive execution.
On the left side, DeMarco Harden gets around Wires, cut off, kicks it out to Babers. Little hesitation. Might have gotten away with a travel, pulls it back out. Poke away by Wires, who's got quick hands, and Babers just kind of cuts him off and lets the ball go out of bounds. So the Streaks hang on to it. Now Camden Brown, a 6'3 freshman, into the game. So both freshmen on the varsity roster on the floor for Quincy right now. Brown replaces Brady Rupert. I was watching Brown play in the sophomore game, and he's got some skills for sure. Here's a long three by Meadows, airballs it, and Dortch flying out of bounds, can't handle it, trying to get a hand on it to get it back in, but he can't, and it'll go back to the Blue Devils. Well, Streaks really got to weather through this with a significant portion of their offense on the bench in foul trouble right now. 2:40 to go in the half. Wires into the front court, gives off to Brown, pulls up at the volleyball line, picked up his dribble, so he passes it away to Rupert. Inside to Talton, bumps into Dortch, lost the handle on the ball, out of bounds, last touch off the hip of Dortch.
And I thought we were in real trouble there because Talton got the ball down low. Instead of getting into the lane, he went baseline and sort of bailed us out.
Wires on the inbound, gets it out to Talton. Got free for three from the wing, but missed it. And the weak side rebound, Kylep Meadows. Talton 5 points, but they're all scoreless in the second quarter. Babers around his man, drives and rages goes for the basket, gets contact, and they'll go to the line shooting two. How often do we talk about it? You attack the basket, generally good things happen.
Yeah, and in this situation, as we mentioned, coming out of the timeout with the personnel we have, we've got to be aggressive and get to the basket and try to convert on the shorter range shots, the close shots.
Foul on Ian Richardson, his first. 16 fouls, both teams here. Babers to the line, in and out. Streaks 1 for 4 from the free throw line as a team.
Certainly the angle we're at here, our foul shooters are shooting the ball a little bit flat instead of up and out here. Mechanics look good, just got to get it up and out with the elbow going up more.
That was Babers' first miss from the free throw line
this season.
And that one was good. His first point of the game, Galesburg by 1, 18-17. Babers now 8 for 9 at the line on the season. He's been Mr. Reliable. As we approach the two-minute mark of the second quarter. Dribble drive by Wires and a block by Babers for the backside and a late foul comes in. Are they going to get Cohen Derry, who got there too late? Or are they going to call Jeremiah from the backside? It is on Derry. Good recovery by Jeremiah. I thought it looked clean from the back, but Derry flying in, trying to help out too late, picks up his first foul. And the seventh team foul on the streaks puts Wires at the line, shooting two on the shooting foul. First one up and in. First point of the game for the freshman. Now playing the point with Cartmill out of the game for Quincy. Second one by Wires, up and in, and Quincy regains the lead at 19-18.
And he's certainly going to get tested by fire here tonight. Going to play plenty of minutes, it looks like, from the Quincy side.
On the left side, Meadows with it now, along with Babers, Dortch, Harden, and Derry. Streaks down one, under 2 minutes to go first half. Harden on the left wing, now Babers, over to Meadows. Aiden Wagner will check in for the Streaks at the next dead ball. Babers finding his way in the lane. Pump fake, kick out, Harden for three, in and out. Rebound, Derry step back, flying for it. Babers pulls up, teardrop right hand won't go. Rebound got to Babers. Leaves it off for Derry, who lost the handle on it. He got it over to Dortch, and now an offensive foul as he tried to go around Talton, who picked up the charge.
Good sequence by the Streaks. We just couldn't get the ball in the basket there. Did lots of good things on the offensive end. Crashed the glass there and just couldn't finish the job.
So Quincy hangs on to a one-point lead, 19-18. Wagner in.
And
he replaces Meadows. Go ahead.
Aiden always comes in and gives us something quality here, and he's going to be needed here. We need to just get to the house here and get to half and weather the storm with our key personnel on the bench with fouls.
Wires, Jack Rupert, Brown, the other freshman, along with Wires, who dribbles in from the right side in the reverse layup up with the left hand. Tell you what, Quincy's future is bright with Wires and Brown out there, and he's got the last four for the Blue Devils, who lead by three. Babers in the lane, jump stop, cut off, kicks it out to Harden, brings the ball down low and pulls it back out. Harden around his man in the lane, up with a right hand with his side facing away from the basket, and he got it to drop through.
Great move there, attacking the basket again.
Wires cut off on the baseline, streaks down one, 50 seconds to go for the half. Talton screen, steal by Babers. Jeremiah with a run out, gets there, lays it up, falls off the rim, but he got fouled. Just a little push at the last split second was just enough to get him off balance and not be able to finish off that cleanly.
The good defense by Dortch down there led to that, and Babers has given us just quality minutes here.
Yeah.
With the big three on the bench here. He has run the offense. He's done a fine job on the defensive end.
Jeremiah's first free throw back to the line, flat again and off the back iron. Streaks down one. Brady Rupert back into the game. As Richardson sits for the final 43 seconds of the half. Richardson leads Quincy with four rebounds. Second one by Jeremiah. Circles it through the rim. Both of his points from the free throw line were tied at 21. 40 seconds to go in the half. Wires will bring it across midcourt. Hands off to Rupert, coming out for it, Talton. Now to the left side, Brown. Looks over the offense, gets it up top to Talton. Tries to go around a man, down the screen, through the lane.
There's a big time
off the back
there.
Iron, and in. First basket of the second quarter for Jeremiah Talton. He's got seven. Streaks trail by two with 16 seconds to go. Well, given how much of the Streaks offense has been on the bench in foul trouble in the first half, Coach Ryan Hart would be thrilled to be tied, I think, at halftime. Wagner dumped down to Carl. Around his man. Scoops it up with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound. Harden up and in from the low blocks. Got it up and in over Talton. And that ties the game at the half. 23 apiece. Good finish for the Silver Streaks.
Outstanding.
Take that into
finish.
The, into the
locker
room.
Absolutely weathered the storm there.
So seven in the quarter for DeMarco Harden, including the final two coming off that offensive rebound. And we're tied at 23, heading to the locker room. Take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, get a word from the coaching staff, see if we can get an update on some Western Big Six scores happening around the area as well. 23 apiece at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Every day I get calls from people in all walks of life who want the same thing, a plan. Whether you're 18, looking to do college the right way, or 80 and want to retire with dignity, the Ramsey personalities and I are here to help. We'll give you proven strategies for your life and your money right here on The Ramsey Show.
Tune in for The Dave Ramsey Show weekday mornings at 9, weeknights at 6 on WGIL.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
If doctors told us that we'd made a breakthrough on COVID-19, we would rejoice. We'd feel hope that we could live our lives again, get back to work, back to doing what we want. Well, masks are a ticket to that freedom. We can help protect others and save lives by covering our noses and mouths, which is how the virus mainly spreads. Until there's a vaccine, grab the breakthrough that's already here. When we're out, it's masks on. A message to help keep you safe.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Tie ball game at the break, 23 apiece, Silver Streaks and Quincy. Biggest lead of the game, the Blue Devils, 9, twice in the first quarter. Silver Streaks' biggest lead, 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers really the story of this game, Steve. 7 in the first quarter by the Silver Streaks. Consequently, Quincy builds a big lead by 6 at the end of the first quarter. Then the Blue Devils turn it over 7 times themselves in the second quarter, part of a 13-0 Galesburg run. Streaks outscore the Blue Devils by 6 in the second quarter, end up being tied at the half.
And both those, the points, and we don't have that stat there, but the points off of turnovers by both ball clubs were significant. And as you said, that led to both runs. And, you know, pretty much, you know, one quarter belonged to one team and the other quarter belonged to the other team. And what we've got is a stalemate right now, 23-23.
And I got to think, and we'll find out what the coaching staff has to say when you visit with I think you'll visit with Steve again tonight. Steve Hawkins coming out of the locker room. I got to think the Streaks coaching staff is thrilled to be tied here when you've got Dre, Alex Egyptiaco, and Eric Price all on the bench for significant minutes in the first half.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about that as a key, and it's been a key the last couple of games as I've seen this season unfold. Us committing fouls, and especially with those three players that are our big three, along with DeMarco Harden, that we need on the floor. And to weather the storm, that's quality minutes by kids coming off the bench, doing their job, not trying to do too much. But I am concerned about that because it's messing with fire here in terms of our guys sitting over on the bench when we need them on the floor. And I think that coming back out here these first 3 minutes and into this period here as our kids, especially Eric and the twins, don't want to lose their aggressiveness, but certainly don't want to commit another foul to have to go to the bench again. That also takes them out of the game in terms of a flow when they come back in the ballgame.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at our halftime statistics. And we'll start off with the team numbers, Steve. What are we looking at here?
Shooting-wise, Streaks 10 out of 26 for 38%. 2 out of 10 with a 3-ball. Again, both ball clubs struggled with a 3-ball in the first half. Quincy,
8 out of 17 for 47%. We got almost 10 more shots off than them, and that's a key statistic. They were 1 out of 8, three-point shooting-wise, for 12%. Rebounds, again, we continue to be the leader in rebounds each game, at least for this first half. We had 12 of them. Cohn and Carl Dortch came in and did great jobs coming off the bench to defend the rim and also clear the boards. So 12-9 their streaks. And the turnovers, as Brad said, we committed 7 in the first period. They committed 7 in the second period. They've committed 11 for the game. We've committed 8. But the turnovers have led to points for both ball clubs.
Tied at 23 at the break. We'll take a timeout. Oh, free throw shooting. Quincy, 2 out of 3. Silver Streaks, 3 out of 7. When we come back, a word with the coaching staff. We'll look at the individual scoring as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Delford High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with 2 fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. Providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call today for the right policy and save money. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow overnight with a low of 5. Patchy freezing fog tomorrow morning, then partly sunny with a high of 26. While Sunday, cloudy skies, snow likely in the afternoon. Could see an inch or two of accumulation and a high of 34. It's 14 at WGIL.
You could be a winner of $100 in our virtual WGIL button, just like Mariah Valdez of Galesburg. Get signed up on our website, WGIL.com.
Halftime at Galesburg High School's Fieldhouse, 23-23 between the Silver Streaks boys and the Quincy Blue Devils. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Bill Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg girls playing at Quincy. We'll catch up on that game as we go along here throughout the night. They started earlier than the boys game did. Meanwhile, Rock Island leads at home against Princeton, 38-22. That's a game that they were going to play earlier in the season that got rescheduled. And then with Alleman unable to play the conference game tonight, Rock Island was able to reschedule with Princeton, leading big there at the half. Galesburg girls leading Quincy on the road, 50-48, coming down late in the fourth quarter there. Quincy out, Galesburg just coming out. We'll get a word with the coaching staff momentarily. Quickly, individual scoring. Jeremiah Talton leads Quincy with 7. Brady Rupert with 6. Ian Richardson, Ralph Wires with 4. And Taryn Cartmill with 2. Ian Richardson leads the Devils with 4 rebounds. For the Silver Streaks, DeMarco Harden leading the way with 7. Off the bench, Cohen Derry with 6. Drea Gipciacco also with 6. Jeremiah Babers, Eric Price each with 2. Leading rebounder for the Streaks is Alex Gipciacco with 3. Let's go courtside. Steve Hawkins will be catching up with Steve Cheeseman here. Let's find out what the team talked about in the locker room. Uh-oh. We may not have a halftime interview. Doesn't sound like we're getting anything from over there. So I guess it kind of fits with, maybe it's just a bad place to be in the field house tonight. If you weren't with us early on, public address announcer Jeff Lamb got the national anthem started, and then it just stopped in the middle of, I don't know, really the opening stanza of the whole thing. I mean, I don't think we got 10 seconds into it. So there was a little bit of a delay as they tried to get the technical issues figured out there, and we just ended up starting the game. So maybe there's something going on that side of the court that's creating a little bailiwick with our technical issues. So we'll try to get Steve to recap. Ah, there we go. That's what it is. Yep. We got it working now. Well, unfortunately, Coach, we didn't get any of that. Can you recap a little bit
of what they talked about in the locker room?
We talked here at half
that, you know, we came out a little bit sluggish. He talked about that our kids weren't moving their feet, got in foul trouble a little bit, made some adjustments. The kids did a great job off the bench. And that's the message there at halftime. You know, and they're also going to make a couple of little tweaks to the offense here. Quincy's played an outstanding first half, half-court zone.
So the Silver Streaks send the five starters back out on the floor as the officials want to double-check something with the scoring. Now we're ready to go. The Egyptiaco brothers, Price, Harden, and Babers for the Silver Streaks will set Quincy's lineup on their first offensive possession. Into the lane it goes. Alex around his man. Scoop of the left hand. There's that opening in the lane, and the Streaks took advantage of it.
And again, that's the attack. That's got to be the M.O. here for us in the second half.
It'll be Jack Rupert, Brady Rupert, Ian Richardson, Talton, and Cartmill for Quincy. Same starting five to begin the third quarter. So all 10 starters to begin the second half in a tie ball game, which the Streaks now lead by two. Kick into the left corner. Talton open for three. Airballed it. Way too strong. Weak side rebound. Harden. DeMarco leads the break. Into the front court. Down the lane. Got fouled. Attacking the basket. Got fouled to the backside. DeMarco will shoot two.
Excellent job by DeMarco. He just really makes good decisions when to put the hammer down, when to pull back there. Aggressive to the rim when he needed to be. Good call by Brett Brewington. Our officiating crew, Brett Brewington, Joe Thompson, Steve Spivey. Veterans do a really fine job.
Seen them, I think, in every home game so far, haven't we?
Yes. And I think you're going to see a little bit different officiating assignment again in this unique season.
I mean, I don't think by and large that they're going to travel a whole lot either.
No.
DeMarco knocked down the free throw. We saw this in the Moline game. He knocked down the free throw and then stepped over the line. So it goes as the ninth Galesburg turnover. And that was big late in the Moline game when he did that. So it negates a Streaks basket. Will Stevenson informing us that the Galesburg girls do hang on for a victory down at Quincy. They got really close down the stretch. Here's a pull-up jumper from the left side. It was kind of a funny-looking shot. Missed by Rupert. Rebound, Alex Egyptiaco. Streaks try to feed it through the lane, and a nice recovery by Quincy. Cartmill gets back, steals it, leads the break to the other end, goes right into Eric Price, and finishes it off through contact.
Great move there by Cartmill. I don't know how he got that shot to go there. His quickness down on the other end led to that.
Quick three by Harden on the other end. Answers from the right corner, and it's 28-25. Galesburg by three.
He is such a valuable player to us, a very steadying influence.
Quincy throws it into the backcourt. Miscommunication by Jack Rupert to brother Brady, who threw it behind him, and it goes into the backcourt. And the first Quincy turnover of the second half gives Galesburg a chance to build on a three-point lead here, 28-25. Minute and a half into the second half. Inbound to Babers, who looks over the Quincy zone. Into the left corner, pass goes to DeMarco. Pulls it back outside to Dre, feeds it baseline. Eric pump fakes, drives, tries to go for the reverse layup, specs back and puts it up and in.
Good move there, good find there, and a nice execution. Very much under control.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks here at 5 now, 30-25. Quincy had a 9-point lead in the first quarter. This is Galesburg's biggest lead of the night. To the left side, onto the wing it goes. Rupert, Brady Rupert, that is. Now into the hands of Jack. Slapped away by Eric. Finds it over to Richardson, who lost a handle on it up for the shot. Rebound, Jeremiah Babers. Streaks pushing it. DeMarco in the lane. Little teardrop won't go off the back iron. Gets his own rebound. Knocked down. Throws it away. Picked off by Cartmill. And he's fouled from the backside at the top of the arc. I think that was on Babers, his first.
Good start here by the Streaks here. And again, a little workmanlike type of approach where we're just adding to the lead each possession or every other possession and getting good stops down here on the defensive end.
Three turnovers, though, in the quarter for the Streaks. Not even 3 minutes gone. In fact, just 2 minutes, 20 seconds gone. So reminiscent of their turnover ratio in the first quarter when Quincy was able to build a lead. But here the Streaks lead by five. Blue Devil ball, though. On the right side, Brady Rupert feeds it down the lane. Good look to Jack Rupert, who pulls it back out. Led him a little too deep on the baseline. He didn't have a chance. He curls it all the way up top. Now gets it into the hand of Cartmill, who tries to go around DeMarco, who chases him down on the low blocks and got there a step too late. First foul of the game on DeMarco.
And Cartmill trying to become more of the offense here in the second half by getting to the rim there. His quickness and his ability to drive and get to the rim is very, very good.
Cartmill coming into the game scored only 9 points for the season. More of a director of offense. And now a foul, I think, on Talton clearing out. He was drawing a double team on the far sideline. And he gets called for clearing out with the arm. His second foul on the 13th Quincy turnover.
And I think when you talk about Cartmill, I think he's really been affected by this layoff here because he's more of an offensive player. Yeah, he runs the offense, but he can certainly get to the rim with that quickness.
Dre on the right wing up top to Alex. They look for the give and go. Jump stop, kick out. Price for three. Line drive shot off the back iron. Players crashing the rebounds, and it's Talton who comes down with his first rebound of the game. That's a bit of a surprise. In the right corner, down low, Richardson trying to post up Price. Kick out, Rupert knocks down a three. Brady Rupert, that is. Pulls Quincy back within two at 30-28.
Big shot there.
Rupert with 9 on the game for the Blue Devils to lead Quincy in scoring tonight. 30-28 streaks. Through the lane, Dre threw it to Babers, who wasn't looking for it. 12 Galesburg turnovers. At the other end, right back to Rupert. Brady Rupert from the left side. Shot creeps over the rim and drops through. And a quick 5-0 spurt by Quincy ties the game at 30.
Points off of turnovers, and that was an unforced one. The pass just hit Babers in the back when he wasn't looking on the cut to the basket.
And a deflected pass. Dre gets to it, knocked away again. A scramble forward in the backcourt. And now Dre falling down, throws it away into the front court. A steal by Quincy. And then Dre picks Cartmill's pocket at the other end. 3-on-1. Dre to the left side, gets a shot up and drops it through on the drive from the left side.
Great steal on the defensive end and a nice finish on the offensive end. Big play there by Dre.
Helps the Streaks regain the lead at 32-30 with under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Up top, Jack Rupert swinging around left side to Talton. Now back to Brady Rupert. Works his way to the right side. Hands off to Cartmill. Here comes the trap. Gets it away. Rupert, right corner three, hits again. Brady Rupert with 8. In the third quarter, and he puts Quincy back on top 33-30, and Andy Douglas, 33-32 rather, and Andy Douglas calls a timeout for the Blue Devils, a 30-second timeout, and I believe this is our first stoppage of play under 5 minutes, so they'll add a 1 minute COVID break to it as well. Listening to public address announcer Jeff Lamb to see if he was going to say that, but. So we'll just keep it here, I guess.
And right now they are riding Rupert's hot hand here, both from the three-point line and being aggressive to getting to the rim. Like you said, Brad, here where this is very reminiscent of the first period with our turnover situation. We've committed 5, and those have led to, again, a number of baskets here by Quincy and allowing Quincy to hang around and, in this case here, have a 1-point lead here. We've lost a little bit of our aggressiveness on the offensive end here, a little bit, you know, out of sync again.
Yep.
So we've got to find that ability to get back in rhythm here and do it consistently and sustain it here as we go toward the latter part of this period.
Just checking Twitter for some Western Big Six conference scores. It looks like at the half, Sterling leading Moline 33-26, and that's a bit of a surprise, except that we saw Moline not playing their typical energetic, strong defense in the first half against us last Friday night. And if that's what happened up again, or again up at Sterling, then I can see why the Golden Warriors would be leading by 7 there.
And I think we saw that Sterling has some things, some weapons, some tools there that can make things happen. Good ball movement there.
Eric Price knocks down a three from the left corner, and the Streaks regain the lead at 35-33. Eric's really struggled with his outside shot so far in the early season. Let's hope that one from the corner can get him going. Galesburg by 2. Cartmill with it, trying to work away from the man defense of DeMarco Harden. Volleyball line, Talton comes out high for the pass. Now back to the freshman Brown into the game on the left wing. Talton with a give and go down low. Richardson got tied up with Harden, and they're going to call that on DeMarco. That'll be his second.
Yeah, that was a tough one there. Got his arm caught there. Didn't look like he was in any kind of position to shoot the ball. So he got bailed out there. And foul call. No, it was the correct call, too, as well.
Richardson to the free throw line. Hits the first one on the season. That's only his third free throw attempt of the year, and he's knocked them all down so far. His first point since the first quarter. Knocks them both down, and the game is tied again at 35. been nip and tuck all night long. Quincy did have a 9-point lead in the first quarter. Gelsberg, if you're just joining us, went on a 13-0 run to take the lead, and it's been tight ever since. Tied here with 2:35 to go, second quarter. Up top, Babers for three, hits his first basket of the game. He's got five, and it's Gelsberg by three again, 38-35.
Good ball movement, good rhythm here.
Parkmill into the front court. Little weave up top, pass to the left side on a bounce to Talton. Directing traffic, pulls it back out to the volleyball line. Parkmill on the right corner of the line. Into the hands of Sam Hilbling back into the game. Into the left corner, Brown, the freshman, waited for it. Eric Price almost got to it. Now it goes into the left corner to Parkmill. Goes back to Hilbling, driving into the baseline. And the third foul, or are they just going to say out of bounds on DeMarco?
Ball got knocked out there on the baseline.
All right.
You know, you look at this so far, the big picture. Quincy's got to be tickled also that they're in the ball game with a very subpar performance by Talton thus far.
Give the Streaks defense a lot of credit for that. It was a bad pass on the inside, but Talton's length is able to get to it and prevent the turnover. Now behind the back on the dribble, wires out of control with it, lost the handle, Streaks with a steal. Two on one. Babers behind his back, flips it up off the rim. But a blocking foul called on Hilbig. Would have liked to see Jeremiah pass it off to the right side there. But he took it all the way in, and he'll go to the line shooting two.
Yeah, I think he felt like there that he had the go sign to get all the way to the rim there and missed seeing his teammate there underneath the basket. Can't fault him for being aggressive there.
Jeremiah knocks down the first free throw. 3 for 5 from the line, 6 points. Gelsberg by 4, 39-35.
And back to your point there on the defensive stuff on Talton, Dre is just an outstanding defender and does a lot, and very smart using his size. He's usually in a mismatch size-wise.
Two free throws by Babers. Gelsberg matches its biggest lead of the game now at 40-35. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Brown at the volleyball line, along with Wires, two freshmen on the floor. Brown between the legs of the dribble, passes it to Hilbing on the left side. Now up top, Wires with it. Ralph Wires, 5'10", freshman. Good-looking young player. Gives it off to Talton, drives in from the left side. Cut off, missed it. Cohen Derry back into the game with his third rebound. Streaks trying to build on the lead here. Right side to Marco. Slips and falls, trying to go around his man, and tries to kick it back out to Babers. And DeMarco called for shuffling his feet on the floor.
Just a tough one there. Just lost his footing there, and that created the turnover.
You know, we've seen that a few times on
this
floor.
Yeah, and I don't know. I walked out on it, and I didn't think it was bad, but I wasn't trying to, you know, pivot and make quick moves on it also.
Yep. 1:12 to go, third quarter. 40-35 is the Gelsberg lead. Quincy with the ball coming off the 14th Streaks turnover. Up top, Camden Brown, the freshman, gives over to Sam Hilbing. Now back to Brown. Dribble drive, spin move in the lane, kicks it out to the left baseline. Brady Rupert going around his man. Pull-up jumper missed badly, and Cohen Derry with a rebound. Like to see Brady Rupert cool off. He's got 8 in the quarter. That was a bad miss. Dre with a quick pull-up three and got fouled. Shot didn't go down, but he'll shoot 3 free throws. And I think they got Rupert on that one. That'll be his third. Dre will shoot 3.
And again, fouling the jump shooter there and then fouling the jump shooter beyond the arc there. We'll take that. Let's see if we can take advantage of this.
45 seconds to go, third quarter. Egyptiaco knocks down the first free throw. He's 2 for 4 from the line of the night. 3 points in the quarter, 9 for the game, and Gelsberg has its biggest lead now at 41-35. Second one up, spins it through. One more coming. Streaks tied at 35, have now scored the last 7. Dre trying to make it 8 here with the third free throw. Up and in. Like to see him get his rhythm back there at the free throw line.
And that's difficult to do there, make 3 straight free throws. Streaks doing what we ask here and finishing the third period down the home stretch here in a strong note. Get a stop here.
Egyptiaco has 5 in the quarter, 11 for the game now with 37 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Gelsberg has built its biggest lead to 8. Here's a near steal by Alex, a scramble for it, and he couldn't hang on to it on the far sideline, out of bounds, and Quincy will keep it.
And Alex has been outstanding, and I believe I talked about Dre earlier, but Alex's job here on Talton has been just terrific.
Yeah.
He's such a great defensive player and a big-time glue on the defensive end and other areas for the Streaks.
Inbound pass into the backcourt. Wires shakes Babers, gets it into the front court, and another 3 by Brady Rupert. 3 threes in the quarter, 11 points, and 17 for the game now. Snaps the Gelsberg run. Eight straight scored by the Streaks. Pulls Quincy back within five now at 43-38. Galesburg holding for the final shot of the third quarter. Up top, Eric Price. Tries to go between the legs on the crossover down the left side of the line, and he missed the shot. I think Talton got a handle on it. And that's how the third quarter comes to an end. Galesburg by five, 43-38. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Over. Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Tune in for Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Three quarters gone at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman bringing to Galesburg High School boys basketball. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead by five heading into the fourth quarter. 43-38. Better offensive flow, better offensive rhythm in that third quarter. Streaks scored 20 after scoring just 23 in the first half and lead by five as we head into the final quarter. Quincy with the ball, though, having scored the last three by Brady Rupert, who knocked down three three-pointers in the third quarter to really give this Blue Devils team an offensive lift. Pass down low, shot missed, rebound by Cohen Derry. Good look to Jack Rupert down on the low blocks. And the Streaks just flying at him, made him alter his shot just a little bit. Bounce pass into the lane, knocked away from Alex, gets down on the floor, creates the tie-up, and the held ball will keep it with the Silver Streaks.
And Brady Rupert single-handedly kept them in the ball game there in that quarter,
sure
with that
did.
Big quarter, both inside and outside with the scoring.
And the Silver Streaks shooting 6 out of 9, Quincy 5 out of 10 in the third quarter, so part of the reason why the offense looked so much better. Both teams knocking down some shots. Galesburg by five. 40 seconds gone in the fourth quarter, 43-38. Streaks ball here. That held ball flipped the arrow back to Quincy. We'll see if that becomes an issue down the stretch at some key point of the game. Babers, Derry, the Egyptiaco brothers, and Eric Price on the lane. Dre drives in from the left side, attacks the basket, and a blocking foul on Brady Rupert is his fourth, and a chance at a three-point play for Dre.
Great move by Dre. Saw the opening, and he went full bore there. And that's what you got to do if you're going to get to the basket. And he plays through contact, as his brother does, really well.
I mean, that was a flash.
Yeah,
they got
right
the
now.
Ball to him, and boom, the ball was on the floor, and he was at the basket in a split second. And it caught Quincy off guard just enough. And Dre finishes off the free throw. He's got 4-8 in the second half to lead the Streaks with 14 for the game. Galesburg by 8, 46-38, approaching under now 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Richardson up top to the left side. Brady Rupert and a foul away from the ball. I think will be on Alex Egyptiaco on a hold. And that'll be his third. Maybe they said Cohen Derry. It's so hard to hear the PA in here because of the echo. Once that voice gets up into the rafters, it's really hard to understand. And I couldn't see from this angle with the official whistle.
Yeah, it was away from us over there.
Kick out, three. Richardson knocks it down. A good dribble drive by Carkmill on the kick out to an open Richardson who hit it. He's got nine, 46-41, Streaks by five.
And that's exactly right, Brad. That inside-outside penetration creates those open threes.
Babers on the dribble. Left side, Dre. Inlet to Alex. Kick out. Eric passes up to three, steps right, and knocks it down. Eric's starting to heat up from the outside. He's got 8.5 and in double figures with 10 for the game. Back to an 8-point Galesburg lead. Left side, Jack Rupert. Up top, Richardson. Brady Rupert comes out high for it. Puts the ball on the floor. Streaks trap out high. Gets it away into the hands of Carkmill. Babers backs up a little bit, cuts off. Now the kick out. Rupert misses a three this time over the top. Talton got a handle on the rebound, but then lost it underneath out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it.
And good defense there by the Streaks. They got them on a run a little bit. Got a contested three out of it and get the ball back there. Chance to build on this lead here and get it into double digits.
Well, Brady Rupert came into this game hitting just 2 out of 8 from three-point range, and he's knocked down 3 out of 5 in this game. As Steve indicated a moment ago, he's almost single-handedly kept Quincy in the game offensively. There's a bad pass out high, but Babers got it, avoiding the steal. Bounce pass underneath, and a good feed to Carl Dortch for the lay-in.
Wonderful, wonderful feed there. Dump off inside to Dortch by Babers. He's done that all night long.
Biggest lead of the game for either team. Streaks by double figures, now up 10. Jumper in the lane by Richardson won't go. Scramble for the rebound, and Babers collects it for the Silver Streaks, trying to add to this double-digit 10-point lead as we approach the 5-minute mark of the quarter and for the game. Up top, ooh, I thought Babers' back foot went into the backcourt. Here's a kick out left, 3. Dre misses it, and the rebound chased down by Dortch, and he leans into Talton and picks up an offensive foul. His second, 15th turnover of the game for the Silver Streaks.
And this has been significant playing time here for Carl Dortch, and he's come in and done a good job. I mean, he's got a few rebounds. He's done a good job defensively on Talton and their other inside post players. So he's played significant minutes and done a good job.
It was a good-looking shot by Dre, too. We had a good angle at that one. I thought he was going to knock that one down. That was a nice-looking shot.
Looked good all the way.
Yep. Here's Talton up top for 3. A little bit short. Rebound hangs on the rim, and Babers pulls it down. Streaks again with a chance to build the lead here, up 10. 4:40 to go in the ball game. Dre feeds it to brother Alex. Down low, cut off, kicks it out. Price left corner again for 3. And Eric's knocked down 3 in a row from behind the arc. And the Streaks up 13 now.
Great sequence. You can see the Streaks gaining confidence every possession.
And a little bit of environment here in the field house as the parents get to be here for the first time. 2 parents for each player. And they've added some enthusiasm with the Streaks building this lead to 13. 4:28 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every 5th oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You can hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like United Church of Oneida Food Pantry, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
An 11-3 run by Galesburg to start the fourth quarter is answered by Jack Rupert coming out of the Quincy timeout. A 3-point basket makes it 54-44.
Big basket there.
That came out of the Blue Devil timeout. Under 4 minutes to go in the final quarter. Silver Streaks looking for a 4-0 start. Leading by 10 here. Dre Egyptiaco bumped out high by Terran Cartmill will be his third foul. Stops the clock with 3:49 to go. And 5 team fouls on Quincy. You think they're already starting the strategy to
They're going to take some chances. They're certainly going to take some chances, and I'm looking for them to do something trapping out of their zone here. Points time for the Streaks.
Inlet pass to Eric Price, trying to find an opening. In traffic, kicks it out to Jeremiah Babers. Glances up at the clock, pulls it back out. Jeremiah bounce pass to the left side. DeMarco in the lane, cut off. Into the left corner it goes to Egyptiaco. Passes it up top. Streaks taking some time off the clock here. On the left side, DeMarco shoots the 3. In and out. Weak side rebound, Talton. Quincy got the stop it needed, trying to get the deficit under double digits now. Pass to the left side, Talton. Hands off to Jack Rupert. Curls all the way in from the left side, and then he missed the runner underneath. Got all the way to the basket, couldn't finish it off. Eric Price with a rebound. Pull up, flips it up with the left side and in. And he's 3 for 3 in the quarter, 5 for 7 for the half, and it puts the Streaks up 56-44.
Big-time players make big-time plays right when you need them, and Eric's been that here.
in this fourth period.
13 for the half, 15 for the game, and a steal. Dre at the other end, all the way in from the right side, and a blocking foul.
And Dre did a great job there of anticipating that pass. He laid in the woods, made the steal, and then took it all the way to the rim and forced a foul here. And the way he's shooting free throws can add to the streak's lead.
It's the fourth foul of the game on Terran Cartmill. And he'll check out of the game. The freshman wires back in to replace him. We told you the streak's girls won down at Quincy. I don't think we ever told you the scores. 54-51. Lauren Livingston had 21 points in the game. Coach Evan Massey's team now 7-0 on the season. And 4-0 in conference play.
And they've just had a terrific season and done a great, great job.
Dre knocks down the first free throw and the second one.
Big time rhythm right now.
Yeah, he's made 7 in a row after missing his first two of the game to drop under 20% from the free throw line. So that's got his percentage up very healthily now. 14-point Galesburg lead, 2.5 minutes to go in the game. And now Dre picks up a blocking foul, chasing down Rupert around the wing. And that'll be Dre's third and the 16th foul on the streaks.
Yeah, those are the fouls right now that we don't want to commit. Stops the clock, adds fouls to our total. We don't want them at the free throw line shooting, scoring points with no time off.
Richardson in the lane to Talton, trying to find room. Streaks covered him up nicely, got the missed shot. Now DeMarco at the other end with a left side layup, missed it. Babers underneath with the rebound, gets fouled on the putback.
I'll tell you, Jeremiah Babers here has had an outstanding game. You may not see it in the, on the score sheet here and in statistics wise, but he's ran the offense. He's made good decisions. He's made plays on both ends all night long.
I was thinking the same thing. He's got 3 rebounds just in this fourth quarter, and the first free throw up and in. Jeremiah now 5-for-7 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the second half, 8 for the game. The Streaks looking to build a 16-point lead here with the second free throw, which they do, 60-44 now. Just over 2 minutes to go in the ball game.
And it's good to see us making free throws down the stretch.
Oh, it sure is, especially after another cold start here tonight. Another 3 by Brady Rupert from the right corner, and Quincy calls a quick timeout down 13, 60-47.
And his shot, his mechanics are a little unusual. He gets the ball way behind his head, so difficult to block, and it doesn't always look like it's in rhythm, but he has had a great night from the field here for Quincy.
Well, we were talking earlier about Sterling leading Moline at the half, 33-26. Well, guess what? Moline now leads after 3 quarters, 45-40. It's not like we didn't anticipate that could happen. And it has. So the Maroons have taken a 5-point lead over Sterling. Again, Rock Island playing a non-conference game. The Rocks were supposed to play Alleman tonight. They're playing a non-conference game with Princeton, and we're leading big at last check. And let's see if we can get anything on the UT game. I'm kind of scrolling through here. Haven't seen anything yet, but we'll keep an eye out for it to update you, because of course the Silver Streaks will play United Township tomorrow on the road. Same game time here.
Should be a really good one.
I know Ryan Hart gets nervous about that game because Coach Ryan Weber's teams just have a way to make the games ugly and just force you to just really grind one out.
Ryan does a great job of just doing whatever's necessary to give his team a chance to win.
Quincy with the steal in the backcourt. Missed 3 from the right side by Jack Rupert. And underneath the basket, Dre gets the rebound. Quincy reaches in, gets a hand on it, and it's off of Dre out of bounds. So 2 turnovers by the Silver Streaks very quickly.
They got to look for a lob here of some kind into the middle.
Down 13, under a minute 50 to go in the game now. The Silver Streaks leading by a baker's dozen. Talton curls around, finds an opening into the lane, takes it all the way in with the right hand. His first basket of the second half, and it's 60-49 Streaks. Streaks have held him to 9 in this game. Galesburg breaks the press this time. Dre, skip pass left side to Eric. Pulls it back out. Pass to the left side through the hands of Alex Egyptiaco. 18 Galesburg turnovers, 3 in the last 30 seconds.
Wires the drive. The kick out. Talton for three. Missed it. And there's Jeremiah underneath, hauling down his fifth rebound of the game and the fourth for the quarter. He'll bring it into the front court. Down the lane! And he can't finish off the shot. Contact. No foul called. And the foul on the rebound, though, as Wires comes out with it. And Dre just picked up his fourth foul. And we're going to walk it to the other end, shooting a 1-1.
Yeah, tough one there. Jeremiah came down with a rebound. Again, as you've said, he's garnered a bunch of rebounds in this period and then just couldn't get the coast-to-coast to fall down there. And again, we've committed a foul here and allowed them to potentially score points with no time elapsing.
Ryan Hart calls a 30-second timeout for the Silver Streaks. Well, it was not a good start for Galesburg here tonight. They were down early. 9 points, 11-2 and 13-4. Ryan Hart had used two timeouts, and we had the official timeout all in the first 5 minutes of the game. It was just not a good start. Well, this is his first timeout since having to burn two of those timeouts early, so that's an indication right there of how much better the Streaks have played. But I got to believe what he's trying to talk to them about here is collecting themselves and protecting this lead and winning the game, not just trying to finish.
Sure, and what's happened down here, they're now extending to full court pressure. And when we break the press, we've got to maintain our poise and composure with the basketball. We're in no hurry. We got a little bit jumpy the last couple of possessions and committed some turnovers and also shot the ball a little bit quickly.
So to the free throw line, Wires shooting a 1-1, hits it.
And what a good-looking freshman he is.
First point of the second half, 5 in the game. Gets the lead down to 10. So this free throw could not only bring the lead down under double digits, but would make it a 3-possession game. But he can't hit off the shot. And underneath, Brown got underneath of Eric Price and almost stole the rebound away. And then alertly, after Eric does hang on to the rebound, Brown quickly fouls him to stop the clock.
And a good foul there. I mean, you want to do that as quickly as possible and as you possibly can. Keep as much clock for you because that's your enemy right now. We've got to continue to knock these free throws down.
Only 2 seconds went off the clock. And they put Price at the free throw line, shooting less than 36% of the season, but he knocks down the first one.
Very impressive, our free throw shooting here down the stretch that's allowed us to extend the lead.
11 out of 12. Are the Silver Streaks from the free throw line in the second half. And now 12 out of 13 as Price hits them both. Eric's got 10 in the quarter, 17 for the game. And it's a 12-point Galesburg lead, 62-50. Wires quickly to the right side, gets his own rebound as nobody could control it. The kick out to Brown for three off the mark. Jeremiah with a rebound. The outlet to DeMarco Harden. Layup rolls through.
And that's going to be open as they commit 5 guys to the offensive glass.
On the right side, Talton going around Alex. I think Alex got a hand on the poke from the backside. Loose ball on the other side. Brown in the corner skips it out to Wires. Up top, Jack Rupert steps into a 3. Missed it. DeMarco with a rebound. He's got 6 boards in the game. And Ryan Hart saying, hold it up, guys. And Quincy's going to back off. And they're going to let the Silver Streaks.
Good hard-fought victory here tonight.
Dribble this one out. So the Silver Streaks go to 4-0 on the season. Quincy drops to 0-4 on a 64-50 Galesburg victory at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Enter to win $100 cash with the virtual WGIL button at WGIL.com. As we support local businesses, our featured button location today is City Select Motors in Galesburg.
Hi, Matt Hendricks, co-owner here at City Select Motors with John Warren. We've been the largest used car dealer in Knox County since 2004 with a full-service garage to service all your vehicle's needs. We just wanted to tell everyone thank you for shopping local, especially this last year. We appreciate you in the past, present, and the future, and look forward to great things. Thanks again from all of us here at City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Supporting local businesses and giving you a chance to win with the virtual WGIL button. Enter to win today at WGIL.com to be included in Monday's random drawing for $100 from City Select Motors in Galesburg and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Today, with pictures and video and our ability to collaborate with the family,
someone's final goodbye can literally be anything they want it to be.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Whether it's Harley Davidson, the St. Louis Cardinals,
fishing, quilting, singing, or family, we want to find out what your loved one loved.
And then we can create a personalized farewell that really celebrates their unique and wonderful life.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call today for the right policy and save money. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow overnight with a low of 5. Patchy freezing fog tomorrow morning, then partly sunny with a high of 26. While Sunday, cloudy skies, snow likely in the afternoon, could see an inch or two of accumulation and a high of 34. It's 14 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory. Celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
A slow start for the Silver Streaks boys here tonight at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse, down 9 in the first quarter. But they came to life in the second half, outscoring Quincy 20-15 in the third quarter and 21-12 in the fourth quarter. And they end up winning it by 14, 64-50. Thanks for being with us here on the Watson Thomas Funeral Home post-game show. Ryan Hart's nearby, so we're going to get a chance to talk to him fairly quickly, but... I guess, Steve, we're still waiting to see the full four quarters from the Silver Streaks, but an impressive second half. We had an impressive first half against Moline last Friday night and did just enough to come away with a victory in overtime. Tonight here really got things going in the second half. What do you think was the turnaround there?
It looked to me like we played with a little bit more purpose. And I'm not saying we don't play with a purpose, you know, the rest of the time, but I could see our kids were all on the same page with what they were trying to do, and that is we've got a lead, we want to extend the lead, we want to make good decisions with the ball, we want to attack areas where those areas are vulnerable, and down here on the defensive end, try to make sure that we make them work for everything and limit them to one shot. And the statistics, you know, bear that out here tonight. just a nice second. And the other thing, too, is we took care of the ball well, except for a short period of time in the fourth period at the beginning. And when we did take care of the ball well, especially late when they needed a foul, we shot free throws like you'd like to see free throw shot. We were 11 out of 12 or whatever that
12
was.
12 out of 13.
12
yeah.
out of 13. Really, really good.
And 7 out of 7 in the fourth quarter, which is that's winning basketball.
That's money
right
time,
there.
Yes.
Yep. So 64-50 the final. Galesburg 4-0 in the season. Quincy drops to 0-4. The Streaks freshmen won tonight 50-40. The sophomores lost 69-41. And the Galesburg girls were winners down at Quincy as well. So good night overall for the basketball programs. We'll find out what the coach's thoughts are as we get to him in a moment. Here's our final. I finally got an update on the UT Geneseo game. The Panthers are leading 51-40 in the fourth quarter. And that was actually about 10 minutes ago. So that game's deeper into the game than that. And so we'll keep an eye on that and see how that game plays out. Because, again, the Silver Streaks play at United Township tomorrow night.
And that should be a good one. It really should be.
Yeah.
As you say, Coach Weber does a great job of trying to create a game plan against his opponent and do everything he can to make that opponent, do stuff that you don't want to do. So it should be a good one tomorrow night.
Coach Ryan Hart joins us now for our post-game coaches interview here on the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory post-game show. Coach, let's start off with the good stuff here tonight. Second half, much better. Things looked a lot better in the second half than in the first half. Do you credit the defense for that? You credit for the offensive movement and a little more polish? Where do you feel like it really started?
Well, I credit three guys not being on the bench in foul trouble.
That helps, for sure.
So, I mean, they were on the bench in foul trouble to start the first quarter. I mean, Eric had two fouls in like 3 minutes. So
yeah.
Once we got rolling on that in the second half, because I just told the newspaper, it was mixing and matching in the first half, putting guys in spots where we kind of practice it. And so once the second half rolled around, we were able to get the normal group in there in their spots. It just more fluent. I mean, the passing was better. The shooting was better. We were getting our gaps. We were driving. We were doing a pretty good job.
Follow up to that. What do you do? I mean, we've talked over here about this. We all have these. You're a long-time coach, successful coach. When you've got situations where you get kids that can commit fouls that get you into trouble, what's the message to those guys? What do you try to do with that?
Well, over-aggressiveness kind of hurts those three in particular, Alex, Dre, and Eric, because they're bangers. And once they get to where they have a little bit more spatial awareness and knowing the angles they need to take, I mean, because a lot of those fouls were out on the perimeter trying to go for steals and reaching around. I mean, just fouls that should not happen.
Yeah.
And, again, I'm going to contribute that. I mean, again, practice time has not been very plentiful this whole year, let alone summer, fall, whatever. So it's one of those deals to where you pick and choose what you work on, trying to make sure everything flows as smooth as possible. And I'm more of an offensive guy, and most everybody knows that. And so
that's a shock.
So when we get our defensive stuff going in practice, it's just like, all right, we have to make sure we focus on this stuff. I mean, because now our offense is coming along a little bit. Now the defense has to catch back up to the offense. And, I mean, the defense hasn't been real bad at all this year, but it just hasn't been real crisp, for lack of a better term.
Follow up to that, because we were in foul trouble. Brad and I both talked about in the second period where we had a great period. We went to the bench. You got Dortch, you got Cohn Derry, you got other kids playing off the bench, and Babers did a great job picking up the first group. Talk a little bit about, the job that those guys did for you.
Well, normally we're rotating guards in and out, and tonight it was the exact opposite. So, because they got bigger kids, and I know Rocky's a little bit bigger too. But it was nice tonight to see Cohen get some stuff accomplished. And when he was in the game, Carl, he came in and guarded Talton when Alex went out of the game. And it's like Coach Hawkins said, put Carl Dortch on him. He guards Eric every day in practice. I'm like, all right, well, Carl, you're in. Let's go get this done. And he did a phenomenal
really
job,
good job
guarding. I got one in the nose there right before halftime. But all in all, the post guys got it. When they got in the game, they took advantage, and they did a pretty good job when they were in the game. And, like, the guards we had in, I mean, they just played phenomenal. I'm telling you, Jeremiah Babers played pretty
well. He was terrific.
Tonight. Yes. He still needs to get that defensive sliding back and forth, lateral movement down a little bit better. But other than that, I mean, he had a really good game tonight.
I do want to ask you about the strategy against Jeremiah Talton tonight. We talked about him in the pregame. When we look at what he did here tonight, it's not just the lack of scoring. We only had him finishing with nine. But
the kid said he didn't even score in the second half. I don't know if that's true or not.
Not until very, very late.
Got a basket late.
But it wasn't just the fact that he didn't score. He wasn't even getting any shots off. So what was kind of the approach? What was successful about defending him tonight?
He really didn't do a lot of moving off the ball. I mean, he just kind of planted himself in that high post a little bit, and they tried to work him down low in the post positions. And that was the main thing we told Alex before the game started and yesterday in practice. You have to keep him outside the volleyball line, outside the three-point line, and then make him beat us out there. You just get a hand up because he doesn't drive that much. And the times he drove, I mean, he had two or three charges in the couple of games that we watched. So, I mean, two or three charges in four games in a season is quite a bit. It's almost one a game. So it's one of those deals where just keep him away from the rim because, I mean, size and length, he can get the ball down there and he can pretty much score because we're not real tall and lengthy if Cohen or Carl is not in the game. So it's just we have to make sure that we do what we need to do against individual players. And then as we say that, then Rupert comes out and, I mean, how many did he have, 25 or something like that?
Yeah. See, he had almost his entire season's worth here tonight. He had 25 coming in.
And he shot the ball well. They haven't shot the ball well this year at all.
Right.
And they just struggled offensively here and there. But they hit some threes tonight. And that's why I told the kids in the locker room. I wrote down their points per games up on the board right beside all the starters and everything. And Eric Thompson walks in there. He says, "It's a pretty bold strategy," basically telling them, "This is what these guys score. You better guard them. Otherwise, it's on you that they're outscoring what their season average is thus far." And, I mean, Rupert had a good game. And he's a pretty nice player. And you could tell on film, he was just missing shots. But he got rolling a little bit. We shut down their main guy. After we withstood that 12-2, 13-2 run to start the game, I think we ended up outscoring them 5 to end the first quarter, 5 the entire second quarter, 5 in the third quarter. I mean, it's not a lot, but, I mean, that builds up.
Yeah.
So.
And finally, I do want to ask you about that 13-0 run that got us back into the game, first quarter into the second quarter, with our guys fighting through some foul trouble. I think Eric was on the bench by the time we started that run. What do you feel like got it turned around for us at that point?
Well, we shifted some guys around, and like I said, Cohen and Carl, when they got in there, they did a really good job. I mean, they had some energy. They got some extra boards here and there. And like Jeremiah and Marco's been pretty solid all season long, getting rebounds and stuff. He probably didn't have as many tonight as he normally gets, but he's down there battling, tipping the balls. And like I said, JB, he probably had four or five pretty decent rebounds too.
He had four just in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah, I mean he did a good job. So as we got all those guys just kind of flowing in the offense, it's a lot easier to play defense. It's a lot easier to get rebounds and stuff once you have a rhythm to your game. And they got that end in the first quarter and into the second quarter. So I'm happy with the way we performed tonight. I mean, and tomorrow's going to be another hard-fought game, and who knows who's going to step up tomorrow night. I mean, it'll be somebody new. So.
I was just going to say, we hope we can get some offensive rhythm going tomorrow night because it's not easy.
Well,
try to muck it up, yep.
They'll muck it up, and I mean, that, like I told you last year with UT, the benefit we had at home is we got on them early and they had to spread things out a little bit and we took advantage of it. So we need to make sure that we get things accomplished first and foremost in the game. Otherwise, it's just going to be a struggle and we're going to have to grind it out one way or another.
Thanks for coming by, Coach.
Yep,
we'll see you tomorrow night.
Congrats, Coach. See you tomorrow.
Yep, good win. 64-50, Streaks 4-0 on the season. We'll take a break, come back and look at our post-game statistics. And we still have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better.
work all day.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streak's boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Okay.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Quincy 64-50 at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Let's look at our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. What do you have for team numbers, partner?
Shooting-wise, Streaks, again, another good night. When you're around 50% field goal percentage-wise, you've had a good night. And, again, we were 22 for 45, so right there. 6 for 18 with a three ball tonight. They were only 17 out of 43 for 39%, 7 out of 21, three-point shooting percentage-wise for 33%. Again, we are victorious on the glass, 29 rebounds to 18 for them, and we secured 12 of them in the fourth period, where, again, we tried to limit them to one shot and kept them off balance with the shot selection that they did take. And then turnover-wise, we had 18, they had 16. So, again, a solid, grinded-out victory, doing things when we needed to do it, and, again, really showing a lot of good things in the fourth period there, from making free throws to guarding to, for the most part, taking care of the ball, and our kids playing with fouls in the second half. We don't want to do that, but they did a good job with it.
I was just adding up the numbers for the individuals, because Coach Hart got out here pretty quickly.
He sure did.
But as I'm going through the numbers, looking at our balance, and I want to add this up really quickly and make sure I've got it right, but 33 and 11 is 44, 56 and 8 is 64. All right, so individual scoring tonight, Eric Price, 17, Dre Egyptiaco, 16, DeMarco Harden, 12, Jeremiah Babers, 9. And I think we alluded to this. I think it was the Geneseo game last week where we looked at
that's been our MO. Very balanced.
So that's good to see. And of course, that's, you know, we talk about the free throw shooting tonight being winning basketball. You can get that kind of balance consistently.
Bodes well for you.
That's going to produce winning basketball also. Cohen Derry had 6. Alex Egyptiaco and Carl Dorch each had 2. DeMarco Harden, Coach Hart alluded to DeMarco's rebounding, and Harden led the Streaks in rebounding with 6 tonight. I had not finished up adding up the Quincy individual totals, but we can tell you Brady Rupert led the way. Coach Hart said 25. It was actually 20 tonight, so an impressive night, and he knocked down 4 out of 6 from three-point range. Streaks held Jeremiah Talton under double figures. He finished with just 9. Ian Richardson got off to a good start. Then the Streaks kind of quieted him down. He finished with 9. Ralph Wires off the bench, impressive-looking guard, finished with 5. And Taryn Cartmill had 4. And I don't have anybody else scoring. Sam Hilbing got into the game. Camden Brown, the freshman, played. Nobody else scored, though. Dre Humphrey also got in for Quincy. And the Streaks win at 64-50. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back to wrap things up from the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago?
And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yim and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J. at Yim Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Chrysler. Chrysler Pacifica. Choose family pricing or 0% for 84 months. And a new 2020 Chrysler 300 all-wheel drive, 0% for 84 months. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J. of Yem Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit at Yem for details.
Win $100 with the virtual WGIL button. Sign up now at WGIL.com to be in Monday's cash drawing from City Select Motors and WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Quincy tonight, 64-50. All right, so we've got a split on our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
But I'm going to go with yours because of as I thought back in the fourth period, the plays that he made both on the defensive and offensive end certainly made him a little bit better candidate tonight, although mine was a very, very good win as well.
Okay, so the case for Jeremiah Babers, even though I guess we're going to go with our other choice, but the case for Jeremiah, and Coach Hart talked about it in the post game too, but what did you like about what we saw overall from Jeremiah tonight?
He was so good in terms of running the offense, steadying the offense, making decisions. He penetrated well. He dished off. And like you said, down here on the other end, with a ball club that we have, we've got to have everybody crashing the glass. And DeMarco Harden does a terrific job of that. But Jeremiah added to that tonight. He made foul shots down the stretch too. But again, our winner tonight, or our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, would be Dre Gypsyako.
Dre finished with 16. Go ahead, Steve.
He made a steal here late in the ball game. Mm-hmm. He did such a great job on Talton. He made, again, the free throws that we talked about him making, which certainly runs you right to the front of the line in terms of being a crunch time player of the game. He was terrific tonight all game long, but especially in the fourth period there, we really needed him.
And I think about that play that happened right over here to our left when he was on the left wing. We talked about it at the time. It was just in a flash.
He's to the rim right now.
That ball was on the floor and he was to the rim and got a three-point play out of it with the and one. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line in the second half, 7 out of 9 for the game, and that was after he missed the first two, then knocked down 7 in a row the rest of the way, and I just thought he just really had a strong, strong second half.
Terrific game.
So Streaks win at 64-50, as we've already talked about, at United Township tomorrow night. We'll have the pregame just a little after 7 o'clock from the Panther Den tomorrow evening, and tip off at 7:30 if everything's running on time, which so far they've done a really nice job of keeping the freshman, sophomore, and varsity games running on time. So we'll hope for that again tomorrow night. See you then.
Should be a good one tomorrow night. See you.
All right. Thanks for being with us here for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball. For Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. For Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night from East Moline.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.